Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Compass Group International.
And I'm Dean Studebaker, CEO of Compass Group International.
And welcome to our podcast. Today's podcast, this is really geared towards international investors and real estate developers. And there are quite a few of developers and investors that are looking to develop a hotel or a community of homes outside the United States, whether it be in Latin America or whether it be in Asia. But today's podcast is we're really going to nail it down, and we're going to tell you why you should stop looking at other Latin destinations and why Costa Rica should be your first and only choice. And why, and we're going to, we're going to give you, obviously, almost 20 years of experience of doing business in Central America of why we feel Costa Rica is still the best place for real estate, for resort owners, why you should build a hotel there. So, Dean, let's just kind of establish this foundation first. So there are always developers out there that are looking to build a small hotel. And when they're looking at, they're always looking in Latin America. So American developers are usually always looking in somewhere in Central America. Where are some of the countries they look at? And then tell us why Costa Rica is far exceeds those countries, those other countries.
Well, first and foremost, yeah, Costa Rica is by far the best for a variety of reasons, and I'll set the baseline as to why. One, it's the most politically stable country in Central America. Two, it has the best global brand recognition. Three, it has the tourism infrastructure in place. Four, it's by far, the most beautiful country in all of Central America. It's not even really close. And five, there's already a handful of really big boy global brand names that are there doing exceptionally well that always help add to the overall excitement of the country and bring more excitement to the country. And another big thing is Costa Rica just gets a lot of just general publicity subliminally through television shows, marketing, and movies to a variety of other things to just kind of lead people to Costa Rica. The other couple of countries in Central America that are the next two more popular ones or ones that are that flow off the tongue, so to speak, are Panama and Belize. Panama, which again, we do business in these countries, so but just giving you an idea. Panama, outside of Panama City, there's just not a lot in Panama. Two, the government of Panama, just a nightmare to deal with. Not some necessarily of political upheaval as far as you're dealing with, you know, unstable governments, but it's just a very difficult government to deal with. Three, the infrastructure isn't in place there again once you get out of Panama City. Another big thing for me is it's really not that beautiful of a country. There are benefits of Panama for certain things, absolutely, but it's not the kind of place that if I was opening a resort and then going to do residences where I would choose. I just wouldn't choose. Belize, same kind of thing. It's not the most beautiful of countries. Has some beautiful beaches, yes, and there's the a few basic things. It could be quite expensive there. It can also be there's certain challenges to get to certain parts of the country, so the infrastructure aspect isn't very strong. Government's fairly good, but there are some of those basics that just don't make it as sexy as Costa Rica. Costa Rica is much more prominent, has a much better global brand recognizable name. I mean, Panama has obviously a great global recognizable name, but when you think of Panama, you really only think of two things, the canal, and you think of some type of financial money laundering, money, hiding money, something kind of negative and nefarious. So Costa Rica just has a much more cleaner, more generally positive, happy disposition that's used to market it. So that's the main reason. At the end of the day, if I have an investor or developer who calls me, wants to build Project X, and they ask my opinion. I just tell them it's just Costa Rica and there's no need to even really look at anything else. If you're going to go into Central America, that's where you need to go.
The other thing, too, is you have to look at the accessibility to Costa Rica. So in the past, you know, your typical flight to Costa Rica was $500, $600. But now, with so many different airlines, from Spirit Airlines to JetBlue to Southwest Airlines, we're finding round-trip tickets to be as low as $199. If you look at Spirit Air coming out of Florida, they'll have $99 round-trip tickets to Costa Rica. There are so many inexpensive carriers that are flying to Costa Rica direct. So that's one. Number two is, do you know the latest numbers of what the tourism?
It's about 4 million people.
So it's 4 million people and increasing rapidly that's visiting Costa Rica. But here's the other big thing is the Chinese effect. Is that we all know what Chinese investors do to every single place they go to, whether it's California real estate, it's real estate in the Southwest, like Las Vegas, or we know that what Chinese do. I mean, look at Hong Kong, look at Singapore, look at even Thailand. They're increasing the prices because they're buying there. Well, guess what? The Chinese are now coming, and they're eyeing Costa Rica, and they're making a beeline in Costa Rica. So, Dean, what are the latest numbers of Chinese tourists coming?
Yeah, I mean, you're anywhere from between the high 20s, low 30s to 40,000 a year now. And that number has been going up quite drastically since a treaty was signed between both countries. So that number is only going to continue to grow. I'm starting to do, or we've started to go into China and do real estate shows for our developers that we work with and whatnot. The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Costa Rica is kind of, you know, slowly percolating in China as kind of a sexy pick in the Western Hemisphere to kind of go and get involved with, because there's so many wonderful opportunities for that the Chinese look for that are important for Chinese buyers and investors that Costa Rica caters to or Costa Rica provides. So those are the types of things that are opening up the Chinese market, and that spells you know, good news overall for Costa Rica.
So the Chinese, it's not just Chinese, but if you look at a lot of people that are coming to Costa Rica, the Chinese want to, you know, they want a place that's free from air pollution. So if you weren't aware, you know, cities in China, the air pollution is so bad is that there are people dying from lung cancer that have never smoked. And if you look at pollution levels, you know, you'll see the government will rate the day of pollution levels. Sometimes it's really toxic. They'll say, don't go out. I mean, India is still the worst when it comes down to pollution, but China is second. So they want to go to a place like Costa Rica where they can live. Statistically, you're going to live longer by living in Costa Rica. Nice clean air, nice organic food. It's great quality of life. Great and very stable government. And here's the other thing, too, is the residency. So, Dean, tell us how or why, when we went to China, why the Chinese, I mean, when the doors opened for this real estate show, we had tons of Chinese people make a beeline to our booth because of residency. And tell them why, Dean.
Biggest reason is, again, the Chinese love the aspect of residency. It's in Costa Rica is very, very affordable for that. In a nutshell, without getting into the details, you'd need $200,000 of the purchase of either real property or invested into a business. If you do that, you'll get temporary residency for 2 years. During that 2 year time frame, once it's over, you can be going through an application process so that by year three, you can apply for permanent dual residency. And more than likely, if you've been a good person and you haven't committed any crimes during that time, you're gonna be able to get the residency. And that pretty much goes across the board for all countries. But that's a big thing for Asian buyers. And Costa Rica is one of the top five destinations in the world for the residency offering that the Chinese can apply for and get. So that's a big, huge advantage. And it's a big advantage even for other nations, not just necessarily Chinese. But Costa Rica's openness to welcome that is a big driving factor as to why Costa Rica will continue to stay on a positive upswing.
And tell them about the dependents.
And if you come, if you're the primary, the residency can be for your wife as well as two kids up to the ages of 25 years old. So that's a huge thing. So if you're a Chinese investor and you're buying a house for $200,000 plus, the dual residency will apply, or the temporary dual residency will apply for the wife and your two kids up to 25 years old. And then during that process of 2 years, you formalize the full application process. And then again, as long as you haven't been a bad boy, you will, at the end of your 2 year temporary residency, you'll be able to apply and get the full residency.
So developers who are listening to this and investors are listening to this. So if you're developing a hotel and you're going to have some residences attached to the hotel, this is a tremendous benefit, not just obviously the Chinese buyers, to really any buyers, to North American buyers, and American buyers, Canadian buyers, that, you know, a millennial that's in their mid-30s, you know, the whole family can move there and get residency up to 25. I mean, that's tremendous. There's not a lot of countries that provide that kind of benefits.
No.
So let's now talk about what you guys are listening to this podcast is, what are some of the options as a developer, you know, what are some of the options that we can provide you with as far as land? So I'm going to have Dean go over some of the large parcels that we have available for sale. And these are so large that it's not just a matter of building a world-class resort, a hotel resort, but also adding a resident component to it, whether it's low-rise buildings, affordable housing, exclusive housing, whatever it may be. So, Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, so from a land standpoint, Costa Rica has obviously exceptional properties for your types of development. There's two types of transactions that you can obviously do, and you know, obviously in most places, but Costa Rica, for example, you have the existing landowners that are willing to joint venture and contribute their land and their property into a joint venture partnership with you, the developer, for the development of your hotel, the resort project. And then you have the properties that the landowner is just flat out selling. The vast majority of the really quality properties are being held by landowners that have a successful or an existing good track record of development in the country, but they're sitting on large parcels of land as part of their overall master plan that they're willing to do joint ventures with experienced developers coming into the country. We generally try to work more with them. That's generally been the trend upward as we've seen some hotel groups coming in, hotel and resort groups, real estate groups come in. They definitely like the idea of doing a joint venture. A lot of that is for lending purposes, mainly because lenders who are going, from an underwriting standpoint, maybe lenders who are going to lend the money on that overall project, they like their client. They like to know that their client is partnering up with an experienced local that that's part of the team. So that's a big reason why that's available. You're going to have, like I said, we have 1,000-acre properties, 2,500-acre properties, and then we have 20-acre properties. So we have everything. It's just you have to have, and it's just a matter of giving us a very narrow, clear, concise business plan, and we'll be able to match it and marry it with the right type of property. There are some properties that you can joint venture in with the landowner, and it's still big enough that you can turn around and sublease out other parcels on that particular project or on that particular parcel to other hotel groups. That will help, so that helps your overall, the cost of your property. You can, that helps with that because you can bring on other hotels, other groups into the property if you so choose. That's how vast they are. So, and then all types of housing can be done from, affordable entry level all the way up to uber luxury. It's all there. Costa Rica has it all and can cater to all. So the biggest thing always is I just simply try and tell people, to developers especially, we have everything you could possibly probably need. The only thing I need to give that to you is a clear business plan as to what it is you're looking to do. And to be honest, I get a lot of business plans that I have no idea what the heck is going on. And by the second paragraph, I'm totally lost and confused, like, who, you know, what are we doing? So where it makes no sense. So if you have a business plan that is, you have a clear vision of what it is that you want to do, I can match it with the right property and or the local, or with the local developer, the local Costa Rican developer and landowner that fits what it is you're trying to do, to be able to, you know, to look to marry both parties together to build and create a successful project. So whatever you need, we can find. I just need to know exactly what it is that you're looking for.
And what you have to understand, too, is Compass is a full-service consulting firm. So we do much more than just find that piece of land and acquire it for you. So we're going to help you with all the entitlements that needs to be done. And while the entitlement's being done, we're planning the whole strategy, or actually should I say the whole community. So let's just say for one of our clients, we're helping them design the hotel resort wellness center. Then addition to that is that we have, you know, we're also certified too on the health and fitness side, is we're going to be designing the wellness center and the fitness center. And then in addition to that is we're going to be helping them create their own brand of supplementation. We're going to be helping them create their own brand of whether it may be a line of skin products or a line of furniture and other wellness products. And then we're going to be helping them design to different communities. One of our clients, we're going to be implementing an active adult, 50 and above. And another client, we're going to be helping them design a community that's really geared towards the millennials and the Gen Zers, where it's more affordable housing. There's also a we work, we live type of aspects to it, and also maybe even a club membership, housing, residential club membership, like Abercrombie and Kent Residences. And then in addition to that is also adding other revenue generating things to your community, helping you develop an extreme park, helping you develop a other revenue generating like music festivals, like what else are we looking at,
like surfing championships,
exactly,
fitness competitions, you know, wave pools, water parks, extreme parks. I mean, there's multitude of other amenities that we can bring to the table. Because of the group that we're, you know, our strategic partners that we work with, you literally, as a developer, you literally, whatever it is that you want to build, we have the top of the line professionals already in place with the experience there locally to deliver on whatever it is your vision is.
Then once we decide on what the vision and what the plan for this large piece of land is, then we're also going to help you on the operations side. We're going to hire, we're going to find and hire your staff, your sales team, your operations team. We're going to design and implement all your sales and marketing strategies. We're going to create all of your media and all the content that goes behind it. So we are truly a full-service, one-stop shop. We will do everything for you, and we have a huge team behind us of professionals that are the best of the best of what they do. So, and again, as Dean mentioned earlier, we've done business everywhere in Latin America, from Mexico all the way down south to Colombia to the other side to Dominican Republic. And we can tell you this, Costa Rica is the best place to develop. Costa Rica is the easiest place to develop. So let's just say, you're like, Dean, well, I have a small boutique idea for small boutique hotels, and I want them all over Latin America. Well, that's fine. We can help you do that. Let's start with Costa Rica first. Then we can get to Dominican Republic, Panama, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, wherever it may be. Costa Rica is a great place to do business, and it's where you should get your feet wet.
Yes.
You go to other countries, trust me, you're just going to get dicked. Right? Yeah. There's just no really easy way to put it. And it's going to be extremely frustrating, where we know everyone in that country. And there's a reason why, and again, is, you know, we've been doing business in Latin America since 2002, but there's a reason why our focus has been Costa Rica. if Panama was the place to be, we would be focusing Panama, but we're not. Or Dominican Republic, or Colombia, or Nicaragua, or other land countries, or even Mexico. But no, of all the countries we've been in done business with and consulted for, Costa Rica still today and moving forward is the best place to develop. So Dean, other than the fact is that Costa Rica is a great place to go, we can provide them with a full service and provide them with lots of land. Is there any specific right now that you can think of, maybe two of the best properties that you can think of off the top of your head for a developer out there that's thinking?
Yeah, I mean, the best properties available in all of Central America are ours. It's just that simple. I can't state it enough and describe it enough to do it justice. It's just there are prime diamond properties throughout Central America. The vast majority of them are only in Costa Rica, and the ones that are in Costa Rica are the ones that we're connected to. They're either ours outright or they're ours through our partners. These are properties that coincide along or work alongside the Four Seasons property. These are properties that are right in the main areas of Tamarindo. These are properties that are right in the main areas of the Central Coast that are maybe already being developed or master developed by another group of some of the more experienced developers in the country. But there's still hundreds, if not thousands, of acres that is part of the overall project that can be subdivided for your development. So I don't know how to state it without sounding arrogant, so I just always say it, but there isn't anything we cannot do or provide from start to finish, A to Z, in Costa Rica. It's just that simple. You know, so it's as long as we know what the plan is in the viability of it, we can match it or we can complement it with the right local groups with the right land. It's just a matter of just understanding what your product is. So, and again, and that goes from entry level up to luxury. It can all be complemented, and provided to you. So you literally just need to give the plan. And from there, within a matter of probably 48 to 72 hours, you will have a presentation put in front of you that completely outlines and complements that plan and gives you from A to Z how the execution of it will work and who the partners are locally and as well as outside that will help make your project successful. It will automatically get done and provided to you fairly quickly so that you know if you want to keep moving forward into the country. So that's all. I mean, that's the easiest way to emphasize it is just whatever you think that you need, we probably have, without a doubt, because it is available out there, again, from entry all the way up to luxury.
So remember this. Let me give you some examples. So for an example, let's say you're a developer that says, okay, well, I don't quite have the funds to lock up the land. Can you find me a JV partner? We have those JV partners that have land, you know, whether it's a couple hundred acres to thousands of acres, that says, yes, we will JV with a developer. We will donate the property in partnership with you, and you develop on it. We have those for you. For an example, let's say that you want to build a hilltop mountainside resort like Four Seasons of Costa Rica. We have properties like that for you too. Let's say that you want to build a beachfront resort like the Riu property, and again, there in Guanacaste. We have those properties that are similar to that. If you're familiar with Laguna Beach, that's up in a hill. For an example, you say your developer says, hey, you know what? I want to buy a property that's already done, that's already constructed, and I want to go in there and open up high-end residences or a hotel. We have developers like that already that have already completed projects, and you can just simply buy the whole project and convert it to residences or hotel residences. So we have those too. So we have those specific projects for you. And again, it's not just the coastal areas. Remember this as a developer, is that San Jose is also a very big and thriving city. There are reasons why Microsoft, Intel, Pfizer. I mean, a lot of big companies work there. Is that it's not just a beautiful and great city to live, but it's just a great environment for corporate organizations like that. So with corporate organizations, they need housing. So if you are a developer that wants to build some mid-rise or high-rise towers, we have those properties for you in San Jose too. And we have the construction companies that have developed and constructed buildings that have been extremely successful. We work with some of the top construction companies in Costa Rica. So it doesn't matter how big, how small, we have them for you. It's just a matter of emailing us, getting on a conference call. Let's discuss your options. Let's discuss your needs. But the thing is that when Dean says it's ours, we don't own it as Compass, but those are our listings. And our listings by far are better than anything else that you'll find. If you are looking at other countries outside of Costa Rica, you're like, oh my God, it's like I found this perfect place in the Dominican Republic. I found this perfect place outside of Panama City. No, you need to talk to us and look at the properties that we have that's listed with us before you move forward with those. Because I'm telling you, when you see the market studies and you see the amount of people, is remember this. So let me back up. Is you may have heard some of our prior podcasts, and we say it all the time. That whole strip in Guanacaste in the northern coast, northern Pacific coast, where the Four Seasons, Andaz, the Ryu, that whole strip is the largest concentration of resort wealth in the world. And it's not slowing down. There's a reason why celebrities like Tom Brady and his wife and a number of celebrities buy properties in Costa Rica. Dean and I were just talking about Tom Brady's documentary. And half the documentary is filmed in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah, his house there.
And there's a reason why celebrities flock there, because it's a wonderful place to live, and it's close to the United States, and there's direct flights all the time to Costa Rica.
28 cities in the U.S. fly direct to Costa Rica.
28 cities. And that's just the United States.
Yeah.
Also in Canada, there's a lot of direct flights. So contact us if you haven't considered Costa Rica. Hopefully this podcast has slowly educated you on that. Contact us. Let's get on the conference call and let's discuss your options. Dean, you have anything else to add?
Yeah, we're good. Like I said, I mean, anything that you want to do, we can do in Costa Rica. Just let us know.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.